Okay, so we're starting a new perek, a little bit of a late start today, but maybe we'll go on for a few minutes after time as well. Tfilas Ashacha Ad Chatzoy, so as we mentioned last time, I think really we should make a bit of an introduction. I see you have notes all over your Gemara.
It's mine. They're my notes.
So maybe you want to give a share. I'm more than happy to listen. I think we should really, we need to set up a few principles, particularly with regard to Zmanim. Because if we're going to learn together these sugyas of Tfilah, which not all of them, but some of them do deal with the various halachas of Zmanim, so I think we need to be clear in a few different concepts. What do we mean? What's alois and what's nates and what's plag and what's shkia and what's going on over there? So I don't know whether you want to draw a chart in front of you or maybe just listen and do it afterwards. But it's less complicated than it sounds, like most things are. So we always talk about the classic 12-hour day from 6 to 6. That's the easiest way of looking at the clock. So we have a timeline going from right to left or left to right, whichever you prefer. And we're starting... Sorry?
I'm trying to decide which way to go.
Yeah, whatever's easy for you. And it starts at 6 and it ends up 6. Now, the truth is that we can really lay that down as our first principle of the day. Because we don't live in an ideal world. Therefore, your average day isn't from 6 to 6. So we have the concept called Sho'os Zmanios. Sho'os Zmanios means the concept of it's all fine and well when you have a day that goes from 6 to 6, but what happens when you don't? And it's from 6:38 to 5:12, some messy number like that. So then we split that day into 12 segments such that an hour could actually be 54 minutes, or in the summer, for example, it could be 78 minutes. That's Sho'os Zmanios. So that's an important principle to lay down right from the outset. So we have our day that's going from 6 to 6. There is a discussion which I don't want to get too involved in now, although we will have to because the Gemara is going to talk about it. 6 till 6 is from when until when. Forget the various junctions along the way, but what's the beginning line and what's the end line? Where does the day begin? Is it what's called Alois HaShachar or is it Hanetz HaChamo? Alois HaShachar, there is, Rashi tells us in one place, that Gemara, there is a certain planet or star that rises at a certain moment. Alois HaShachar is at that moment. At a later point is Hanetz HaChamo. Netz is the rays of the sun, when basically the sun just begins to appear over the horizon. That's called Hanetz HaChamo. So too, at the other end of the spectrum, we also have a question, when does the day end? Now, in a way, this is simpler, but we should also lay this down. We have Tzeis HaKoychovim, when the stars come out, which is also a whole area of discussion. Which stars? How many stars? 3 stars. There's Koychovim Gedoilim, Koychovim Ketanim, Ketochovim Beinanim. It's all extremely complicated. But that's just, for our purposes, call it Tzeis HaKoychovim. But sometime before that, we have what's called Shkias HaChamo. So if we had Netz HaChamo at the beginning of the day, now we have Shkias HaChamo at the other end of the day. Now, Shkias HaChamo, when the sun begins setting, until Tzeis HaKoychovim is what we call Bein HaShmoshes. Bein HaShmoshes. And it is a whole subject in itself. But the bottom line is that we treat Bein HaShmoshes as Sofik Yoim Sofik Laila. That's the bottom line. Which means that we always have to treat every halacha in its own right. So on the one hand, for example, just let's make up some numbers. Imagine the day ends at 6 o'clock, Tzeis HaKoychovim, but Shkia, for argument's sake, is at 5:45, approx. So from 5:45 till 6, it's Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila. So if that was Friday night, obviously you cannot do a malacha. Because it might well be Shabbos. It might be Shabbos. It might be Shabbos. On the other hand, on the next day, meaning Shabbos afternoon, now we're going to have to be machmir in the other direction. Yesterday you told me that 5:45 to 6 o'clock might well be nightfall already. Therefore don't do malacha. So when it comes to the equivalent time the next day, what will you tell me? You told me it might be nightfall. Yeah, but it might be daytime. Therefore don't do malacha either. Which means we have to be machmir in all directions. So now the classic question, for example, is, and it's a good quiz question, imagine if a baby is born Friday night during Bein Hashmoshes, a baby boy. So now you're stuck. When do you do the bris?
Sunday.
Why do you do it Sunday? Because we don't know if that time is Yoim or Laila. Now, if it's Yoim, so it's a Friday baby. If it's Laila, then it's a Shabbos baby. Now, if we don't know, we're going to have to be machmir in both directions. It might be a Shabbos baby. So how on earth can you do the bris next Friday? Next Friday is day 7, not day 8. And if it's a Friday baby, however, then you can't do the bris on Shabbos. You're only allowed to do a bris on Shabbos if it's on time. This might not be day 8, it might be day 9. They say it happened. I don't know whether it really happened, whether it's just a joke or a good story, but they say it happened. That a woman in Yerushalayim gave birth to triplets, and the three boys had their bris on different days.
Right.
One was just before Bein Hashmoshes, so that baby had his bris on Friday. The second baby was born during Bein Hashmoshes, so he had his bris on Sunday. And the third baby was born after Bein Hashmoshes, so had his baby on Shabbos. I don't know whether it happened or not, but certainly that is halacha. I do know that a friend of mine, in fact, you know, Rabbi Jacobson. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Jacobson is a good friend of mine in the Groshul. He had a baby once about 20 minutes after the Shkia on Friday night. My sister-in-law was in hospital at the same time as him. They met each other there in the labor ward. My sister-in-law had a baby later than his wife did, and yet the bris was earlier. Because she had her baby 8 o'clock at night. That was definitely Shabbos, so it was a Shabbos bris. His was Bein Hashmoshes, he pushed it off to Sunday. So either way, that's the concept of Bein Hashmoshes. It's an extremely complicated topic. That's a whole sugya in Shabbos and a bit in Psochim. But we treat it as Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila. Now, from 6 to 6, again, if in the typical day of 6 to 6, you can draw on your chart exactly at the midway point, 12 o'clock, Chatzos. So that can go on your chart, Ramesh Zelig. Halfway point, Chatzos Hayoim, halfway through the day. And of course, from 6 at night to 6 in the morning, the halfway point is Chatzos Halayla. So we have Chatzos. We're going to see in our Mishnah that how long, what's the latest you can daven Shachris for, either Chatzos or 4 hours into the day. So again, from the 6th to 6th day, 4 hours means 10 o'clock. 4 hours means 10 o'clock, considering that it's a 6th to 6th day. If it's not, then we go with Shois Manios, and we have to calculate accordingly. So Arba Shois is 10 o'clock. That's Chatzos is 12. Arba Shois is at 10. At 12:30, that's your next line you should draw, that's 6.5 hours, is called Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola. That's the earliest time you could have a Mincha. Now, technically speaking, you could have a Mincha from Chatzos. But we always push it off half an hour because concerns, we'll make a mistake, whatever. So that's Mincha Gedola, is 6.5 hours into the day, 12:30. There is another time of the day, and that's called Mincha Ketano. And that is 9.5 hours into the day. 9.5 hours into the day, which will be 3.5 hours after 12 o'clock, 3:30. 3:30 is Mincha Ketano. What's the significance of Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana? That's obviously what we're going to learn in this parable, but we're just now putting out the flags for the moment. 12:30, Mincha Gedola. 3:30, Mincha Ketana. From Mincha Ketana until the end of the day, from 3:30 to 6 is obviously 2.5 hours. The halfway point between those two is called plag ha-mincha. Plag from the word palga or half, which means 2.5 hour gap, so it's 1.25 hour in either direction, which will mean at 4:45. 4:45 is 1.25 hours after 3:30. It's 1.25 hours prior to 6 o'clock. It's plag ha-mincha. Again, what is the significance of plag ha-mincha? We'll see actually coming right up in our Mishnah. Has many ramifications in Hilchas Shabbos, has many ramifications in many areas of halacha. Those are basically the main flags that we need to put out at this time. We've got 6 o'clock in the morning, let's write at the beginning, Neitzachamo. Neitzachamo. We've got 6 o'clock in the evening, we'll call that Tseis HaKoychavim. Or Shkia, or, but we'll call it Tseis HaKoychavim for the moment. Because the Bein HaShmoshes is a suffix, but Tseis is the Vadai. Once you get to 6 o'clock, then you're Vadai into nightfall, into the next day. So we've got our 6 to 6 day. So the stations along the way is 4 hours into the day, which is 10 a.m. It's one opinion, the latest time for Shacharis. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We're going to see later on, it's actually 9 a.m. for the latest time for Kriya Shema. 12 o'clock is Chatzos. 12:30 Mincha Gedola, 3:30, that's 9.5 hours into the day, is Mincha Katana. The halfway point between Mincha Katana and the end of the day is what we call Plaga Mincha, that's 1.25 hours in either direction. That's, for this point, I think, that will suffice. That's what we need to know. That's how our day pans out.
Alas HaShachar, we shouldn't...
At this point, no, we don't need to do that now. Right. Right. That's prior to Neitzachamo. We mustn't discount it. We mustn't discount it. It is very negeah. I just had a shaila last week. Somebody has to leave the house before Neitz. How early can they daven? They're traveling. They have a flight at in the airport. Actually, it was Rabbi Yosef Jason, actually. He had an early morning flight to England, I believe, at whatever, 6 in the morning. And there's no way you can daven at Neitz or after. So what's the earliest point you can daven? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that somebody who's a traveler can daven from Amud HaShachar. So it does have significance in a number of areas of halacha. I had a shayla once, a woman who's due in the Shiva Nekiyim, and she needs to do her bedikas. So the earliest she could do the bedika is Neitzachamo. But sometimes Neitzachamo might be only 7 o'clock, she's on a bus at 6:30 on the way to work. So what's the earliest? Can she do it from Amud HaShachar? So certainly Amud HaShachar cannot be discounted from our equation. But the day is going to begin, we're going to treat it for the moment at Neitz HaChamo. So with that in mind...
Can I ask a question? I forgot. So if you want to count the 12 hours, it's from Aneitz till Shkia or till...
So that's a good question. That's the whole Mogen Avraham and Vilna Goyim. Whenever you look at the calendars, and they always tell you Sof Zman Kriya Shema according to the Mogen Avraham, Sof Zman Kriya Shema according to the Vilna Goyim, that actually is the machalikas between them. Okay. Is the day really going from Alois till Tseis, or is it going from Neitz till the Shkia, etc., etc.? Okay. So maybe our timeline, to be accurate, is not really accurate. Because if we're going to have Tseis at the end, then we should have Amud HaShachar in the beginning. Mm-hmm. If we're going to have Neitz in the beginning, then we should have Shkia at the end. So it's true, we're going to have to play around with that a little bit. So let's make a beginning, at least Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzis. We're talking about Shachris, and the Tanakhama says that you can daven Shachris until Chatzis. Which means, by the way, that there'll be a half hour of no man's land. Because you can't daven mincha at chatzos, at least lechatchila. You can only daven from 6.5 hours into the day. That was mincha gedola, which means from 12 till 12:30, there's no tefillah you can daven. Neither shacharis because it's too late, nor mincha because it's too early. Which is the only time of the day that that happens. Because afterwards you can daven mincha until the end of the day, and then after you can daven maariv. So there is no other no man's land. And the truth of the matter is, like we said before, there's no man's land here either, because technically speaking, you can have mincha from chatzos. So shachris takes you till chatzos, and then mincha takes up the baton. But practically, we don't have mincha from chatzos. It's only from 6.5 hours, as we'll see. It's all learned from Karbonis and the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, practically, we do therefore end up with a no man's land between 12 and 12:30. That's called from 6 hours to 6.5 hours in the day. Zot the Mishnah. Tfilas HaShachar B'Cheskel, how's your Yiddish?
My Yiddish?
Speak fluent?
No.
That's one of the prerequisites. We wouldn't have let you in the shul then otherwise.
I can translate, but I can't. Oh,
Moshe Zelig speaks fluent Yiddish.
My Yiddish is
in my dream.
Poor to nothing.
Oh, that's a prerequisite for joining the
Yiddish.
Oh, really?
When she didn't want me to know what's going on, so my parents spoke Yiddish.
Where were they? They're from Europe, I guess.
My mom's from Bialystok.
Bialystok. Wow, that's from the stipe was from.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do try and throw in a few Yiddish words here and there. Zok the Mishnah. Tfilas HaShachar ad Chatzos. You can daven until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Oima ad Dalad Shois, until 4 hours into the day. After which, presumably, that's it. You can't daven any longer. Hamincha ad Ho'erev, until the evening. Which, we'll keep this open. Shkia. So Rashi says ad Chasheicha. What does ad Chasheicha mean? Until it gets dark. So Rashi is a bit vague. Does that mean Shkia? Does that mean Seisek HaChovim? But until Chasheich. Rabbi Yehuda, once again, disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, no, you cannot dava mincha until the Erev, only until plaga mincha. What does it mean until plaga mincha? It's like we've just drawn on our charts. Until what time?
4:45.
Till 4:45. Which means we have a machlokes, can you dava mincha from 4:45 till 6 o'clock? According to the first opinion, yes, you can. According to the second opinion, no, you can't. Now, 1 second. The Mishnah continues and tells us, Tfilas ho'erev, ein lo keva. Now, what does that mean, ein lo keva? This whole Mishnah has only spoken about the latest time for davening, but has not spoken about the earliest. So, Tfilas ha'shacha ad chatzois, but it doesn't tell you from when. Mincha, it doesn't tell you from when. So when the Mishnah says, Tfilas ho'erev ein lo keva, presumably, again, it means there is no cap. But from when, so as we're soon going to see, when can you daven ma'ariv from wherever Mincha leaves off? Which means, therefore, if you follow the opinion of the Tana Kama, you cannot daven ma'ariv until 6 o'clock. Even if you've already done mincha 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not the Zman Mariv. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says you can only daven mincha till 4:45, so 4:46 you can daven Mariv. Says Rashi, ad plag a mincha b'gemora mafarish lo. Meaning, simply speaking, we don't really know what plaga mincha is. We've explained it, but it's not self-explanatory from the Mishnah. So Rashi says the Gemara will explain. Ein lo keva, kol halaylo zmano. All night long is the zman. Uba Gemara mefaresh. The Gemara will explain. My loshoin. What exactly is this loshoin? Ein lo keva, quote unquote. Ein lo keva. Literally translated, has no established time. What does that mean exactly? I mean, there is an established time. Can't have Mariv at 10 o'clock in the morning. So what does that mean, Ein Lo Keva? Says the Mishnah in conclusion, V'shel Musafim Kol Hayoyim. Musafim, such as on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, it can be davened all day long. Kol Hayoyim, not the Laila, but all day. Now, there is a parenthesis over here. Mm-hmm. In which Rabbi Yehuda disagrees again, for the third time, and says, Rabbi Yehuda Oima ad Zayin Shois, only until 7 hours into the day, which will mean what time? 1 o'clock. But it's put in round parenthesis, therefore generally we omit that. Now, what we're going to have to discuss, and the Gemara will discuss, is is we have a fascinating question, which must be halacha lemaisa. If musafin can be davened all day, so what do you do, for example, if you've come to Zman Mincha, 12:30, and you haven't yet davened Mincha, so what do you do first?
You need Musaf.
I've davened neither Mincha nor Musaf. Mincha. So now, what's the argument? On the one hand, why might we say Mincha should win the day? Todi of Rishayna Todi, it's more frequent. Mincha we daven 7 days a week, Musaf is only once a week. So therefore, that should clinch it. On the other hand, maybe Musaf should clinch it. Why? Because the Chiv of Musaf took effect earlier than the Chiv of Mincha. The Chiv of Mincha just arrived now, whereas the Chiv of Musaf arrived this morning. So maybe Todir v'sheino Todir only applies when there are two simultaneous Chiyuvim. For example, this week's... What do I mean this week? When are we going to apply a classic case of Todir v'sheino Todir this week? It's Shabbos. Shabbos Shkolim this week. It's Shabbos Shkolim. If it's Shabbos Shkolim, so we have to learn out of two Sifrei Torah. Parashas HaShavua, which is Mishpatim. Parashas Shkolim, which is Kisisa. Which one do we do first? So we do Parashas HaShavua first. Why Todir v'sheino Todir? Now, there, both Chiyuvim kicked in at the same time. Which is, whatever, from the morning, there's a Chiyuv Krisa. No one Chiyuv took effect first. So if they kick in at the same time, you'd say Todir comes first. When Shabbos, for example, is on Rosh Chodesh, so I've got to bench, and I've got to add Ritzei, and I've got to add Yale V'Yovi. So I say Ritzei first. Why? Todir v'sheino Todir. Shabbos comes 4 times a month. Rosh Chodesh only comes once a month. But there too, both Chiyuvim arrived simultaneously. So when they arrive simultaneously, the Todir rule is applied. But in our case of Musaf and Mincha, albeit that Mincha is Todir, but maybe Musaf will hold up his hand and say, excuse me, I was first in line. So maybe that would clinch it. That's going to be a whole discussion. So we get to Karbonis, etc., etc. Okay, so let's make a start at least to, let's see, Tosus. Top Tosus. Second Tosus, actually. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzois, Tfilas HaMincha Ad Ho'erev. Zok Tosus. Ve'im toimar amai loy ktoni. Why does it not state in the Mishnah gabat tfilas hamincha with regard to tfilas hamincha? Why does it not say, quote unquote, kol hayoim kamoi gabat tfilas hamusafin? Now, what does that mean? What exactly was Tosus kasha? What should it have said in the Mishnah? What was Tosus presuming in his question? That when can you daven mincha from? That's what we know. If mincha can only be daven from mincha gedola, which, lalach, of course you're correct, then Tosus' question makes no sense. What do you mean you should have said mincha kol hayoim? Mincha isn't kol hayoim. Musaf is kol hayom. You could have Musaf first thing in the morning or last thing of the day, whenever you like. So of course it makes perfect sense to say Musaf and kol hayom, because it's perfectly true. But what's Tosus' question when he says, why doesn't it say that Mincha is also kol hayom? What do you mean? Because it isn't. What's Tosus' kasha? So Tosus is clearly presuming at this, of course we know that we only have Mincha in the afternoon, but where does it say that? Who says that's true? We know too much. Maybe it's not the case. So Tosus is assuming in his question that maybe you could have Mincha all day long, just like you can have Musaf all day long. So why does the Mishnah say that you can have Mincha ad ho'erev? You just told me the latest point. Why don't you simply state, kol hayom? Says Tosus, v'yesh lo'iman, no, because they're not the same. The Zman Musafin is indeed u'kol hayom. when it comes to discussing Musaf, that indeed is all day afilu mishachris, even right from the morning. Why? Because as we know, our tefillah is always parallel the korbanos. Shehari korbanos yochol lahakriv. Korbanos, you can always sacrifice miyad achar hatomid. As we know, first thing in the day, korban tomid. Last thing in the day, korban tomid. Tomid shel shachar, tomid shel ben arbaim, everything else was in between. But as soon as you've been makriv the tomid shel shachar, you can be makriv the korban musaf straight away. So therefore the equivalent is, so too, not only the korban musaf, also the tefillah of musaf. That's what Tosa says. Im kein gam tefillas musafin, yochay lehispalel. You can also daven miyad min aboike. So if you can daven miyad min aboike right from the first thing in the day, that's why the Mishnah says musafin kol hayom. Ma she'ein kein b'mincha. However, when it comes to mincha, we see there's a base, and the bach at the side is magia de'eino. He adds the word de'eino. De'eino elo mishesh sho'is u'mechza. Mincha can only be daven from 6.5 hours, which we all knew from the outset, but Tosas didn't take that for granted. Tosas is now telling us that unlike Musaf, which can be daven first thing in the day, mincha cannot. So when can mincha be daven from? Only from 6.5 hours in the day, that we call that 12:30. So if that's the case, obviously you cannot therefore write in the Mishnah that tefillas mincha kol hayom, because it isn't. Mincha is only from 12.5 hours, 12:30 onwards. V'hochanami, says Tosas, so too, beperek kamad avodas kelilim and avodas zara. We can prove this point. It says there, loy litzli. Litzli means you shouldn't daven. Loy litzli inish, tsalusa. What does tsalusa mean? Davening, like we said this morning. And the Chazan says Kaddish, and he says, Tiskabil Tzaloisoin. What's Tzaloisoin? Tzaloisoin is Tfila, Aramaic for Tfila. So the Gemara there says, Loi Litzli Inish, a man should not daven Tzilusa du Musafin. The davening, the Tfila of Musaf, Betlas Shoi Kamaisa. The first Shoi from the word Shoi is ours, Kamaisa the first. You should not daven Musaf during the first 3 hours of the day, Bereish, in the beginning, Shatter of the year, B'yochid, in private. The Gemara there says, for reasons not relevant to us for at the moment, that on the first day of the year, what's the first day of the year, i.e. Rosh Hashanah, if you're B'yochid, you're at home, do not daven Musaf during the first 3 hours of the day. Why that should be, for reasons, because of Shofar, nothing to do with our discussion. Now, if the Gemara stipulates that it's only on Rosh Hashanah that you shouldn't have a Musaf that early, so we have every right to deduce that what? That if it's not Rosh Hashanah, other days you can have a Musaf early. Alma says, Tosas, you see from over here that Bashar Yemais Hashanah, all other days of the year, as long as it's not Rosh Hashanah, Yochel Lehispalel. Therefore, you can daven right from the outset. So Tfilas Musafin really is Kol Hayom. It's true. There's one day a year where Tfilas Musafin is actually not Kol Hayom. That's on Rosh Hashanah. But the general rule is Tfilas Musafin is Kol Hayom, as opposed to Mincha, which is jolly well not Kol Hayom, because you can only begin at 6.5 hours, which is 12:30. Period. Period. Says Tosas in conclusion, Ulahochi, it is for this reason that makdim tfilas amincha le tfilas amusafin. It is for the following reason that we do give precedence. That's the shayla that we mentioned before. When you have mincha and musaf that clash, what do you do first? Says Tosas, you do mincha first, mishum shehi tadira. Because that's tzidira, that's more frequent. B'chol yoyim, af al pi, even though she tefillas musafin koydemes, even though the tefillah of musafin kicked in first, as Tosas has just pointed out. In other words, this last point of Tosfos is, of course, very much connected to the introduction of Tosfos. Now that Tosfos has pointed out that Musaf is Kol HaYoim, right from the beginning, besides for Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to Mincha, which isn't, well, that therefore poses a very big question. If the Chiyuv of Musaf kicks in before the Chiyuv of Mincha, so why, when they clash, would you give precedence to Mincha? Excuse me, says Musaf, I was here first. That's why Tosfos feels that it's his business to explain it. Tosfos says, you're right, you were here first, but Mincha has another attribute, and that is Todeh. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem, I'm sorry again for the curtailed shir. On Sunday morning, as I mentioned, there will not be shir. Great. There will not be parasha shir tonight. I forgot to ask, maybe could you send an email? Or maybe Avon Wellens will send an email. So the Be'ez Hashem will reconvene on Tuesday morning next week. Allah alone and appear.